Hi, Saisha. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling. I was speaking with the I think the coordinator or something like that. We was texting back and forth, and
They're out of the office already.
oh, okay. I
Yeah,
just
the
wanted to
off.
ask a question.
Go ahead.
So I started working on the 17th, right? And they got me down that I only work 3 days. So I'm just like, and Eva, the patient, was on the phone with the lady, and she was letting the lady know that I worked more than 3 days. I started on the 17th, all the way until I think the 17th was like, let me see.
All right, I'm gonna have to give you a call back on Monday, and I'll just verify with my notes because I have all the start dates in my notes. 115 was when you accepted it, and then you can start on Sunday. So let's say 115.
What is the 115 for?
January 15th.
Okay.
And
That's when
so
I
you
accepted.
didn't, yeah, but then you didn't start until, when was it? Let me pull it up.
The 17th.
All right. It's for Zimmerman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have you as starting on the 17th. Okay, because we have here you worked the 17th, 18th, and 19th, but the clock-ins weren't completed. Did they send you a timesheet or anything?
They sent the time sheet, but I didn't know that they was, I don't see you, well, as you know that I'm new to this, so I didn't even
Yeah,
know I even
no,
got.
I know. Yeah, so
Okay.
it looks like the clock-ins are saying that it was out of range through GPS, so that's why they
Yeah.
need to just verify it with the timesheets. So once you submit the timesheets, we'll be able to add the time in, and it'll get added onto next week's payroll.
Okay. So what
All right.
about okay.
That's for
So
the
what about
17th, the 18th, and the 19th. You were paid for the 20th and the 21st. And then we're going to need a timesheet for the 25th also because we're missing a clock out.
okay, because I think like 2 days I did forget to clock out. When I got home, I said, "Oh snap, I forgot to
Yeah.
clock out."
No, it's all right. They're gonna be cracking down though, so you want to really try to remember as much as you can, as often as you can. They really want to try to limit it to they'll only accept like one timesheet a week, and they want to keep you within 80% of a electronic verification range. Like that means like 80% of the time you were clocking in and out on the HHA app.
Okay, so what
All
about
right.
Saturday pass? Because I did do an extra hour on that Saturday. So how would that work?
On which Saturday? I have you on Saturday here that you worked 10 to 9:58. You clocked in and you clocked out at 1:55.
155. No, I actually didn't leave the patient housing for like 2. So I don't know why I say 155. That's crazy because you can
Well,
even
that's
call
like
her and
2.
ask to make sure.
That's only 5 minutes before 2,
I mean,
but.
yeah, it is actually.
So
It is.
you that yeah, and you clocked in and out yourself. So that wasn't even like anybody did anything there. It was all yeah, that was all verified and with the GPS coordinates at those times. Yeah.
Okay. And I think I did. Did I miss one day?
Yeah,
Okay.
so we
Hold
have
on.
so you should have gotten paid for 7 hours this week. And then the other hours that we need the timesheets for will be added on to next week's. All right.
Okay, and one more question. This Saturday, she wanted me to stay into, because I leave at 1, I guess she want me to stay for another hour. So would that be okay for me to do that?
I gotta see. Wait. So you do 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I believe so because she's approved for 18 hours. So yes, I'll update the schedule. to add you for 10 to 2, okay?
But not every day.
No, just for this week, yeah.
Yeah.
Just for this Saturday. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, so it's in there now, so you'll be able to clock in and out accordingly, okay?
Okay.
And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.